Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, and for tuning in, as we like to say, and we would like you all to tune in to Increasing Consciousness Through Body Energetics, Wisdom, and Love, which is the program that Robert Novak is going to be putting on coming up on Saturday, October 26th. So it's coming up in a few weeks. We still have a few seats to fill. Would love to fill them with you. All that information, how to register, very affordable. Love to see you over in Port Townsend on the 26th. And he's doing privates on the 27th and the 28th. You can go to conscioustalk.net and click in the events section and find out how to sign up.
Hey, we wanted to remind you, you know, our good friends at Essential Formulas who bring us Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active. Well, they've come out with a new and pure form of that ME3 formula that we've been talking to you about, which is the glutathione bugs, the ones that actually create glutathione in the body. Well, Reg Active has a number of formulas that you're familiar with and that we've been taking, but now they've come out with just the essential ME3, and it should be available in stores, and it is available online. You'll be hearing more about that, but I just thought I would make that put that out there in your awareness. And also, don't forget Vitamin Life, their free natural health lecture series continues. It's already started in October, but this weekend it's Awaken to the True Power of Yoga. That's on Saturday, noon to 1, October 12th. And the following week it will be Stress and Health. You know, we love that they are putting this series out there. We hope that you will support Vitamin Life. It's vitaminlife.com online and then also at the store. So very knowledgeable people, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, life seems a bit unreal sometimes. Doesn't it? Even facts themselves seem to somehow be quite fluid. It gets confusing to navigate it all. Fortunately, it's time for another session of Down to Earth Spirituality with Dr. Devana Vedrí. And today, we'll be chatting about moving from fantasy to reality. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time, and that listener is you.
Well, Dr. Devana Vedrí has been teaching us and sharing her experience and wisdom for many years with us. And if you're new to Conscious Talk, if you go to conscioustalk.net, put Devana, D-I-V-A-N-N-A, in the search engine. You're going to find her page and many play buttons so you can catch up on all of this wisdom. But we're going to do that now, we think, or am I just fantasizing about it? Devana, are you there?
Yes, I am here, and it's live, and it's real.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Well, you know, I thought this was an interesting subject matter for the moment. You know, I'm not exactly sure where you're going to go with it, but it's moving from fantasy to reality. And I mean, I can think of so many ways that we live in fantasy, but you know, what is real anyway?
Yes, and what we're talking about is in terms of the self and who or how someone wants to be, and are they being that person? Are they standing within themselves that way? And are they living in the world that way? And a lot of times we will imagine ourselves to be a certain way, to have certain capacities, and we'll live in that, and yet we won't take steps to actually make that real. And so today I wanted to focus on some of the reasons why we do that, but to understand also that when we're envisioning ourselves and feeling into what we want to create, it's really important to look the self square in the eye, so to speak, and to take as much of all of it out of the fantasy of that one is in, not envisioning, because the vision can be made real, but so often we will imagine ourselves and yet not take the motions to create it.
So kind of like magical thinking, as they call it, that's just like, okay, I'm going to think it and it'll happen.
Yes, and then not take any action, execute any change to bring it into creation.
Right.
And we do that in a variety of areas of our lives often. And how to kind of get out of that trap. Because a lot of times someone will say, well, I wrote about it, I asked for it to be brought, and nothing happened. And then it goes into a place where then there has to be someone to blame, because clearly the manifesting didn't happen. So either the divine, like, failed on the job, or something was in the way. And it's a lot of work, and sometimes really hard internal work, to take something from what I'm going to call a fantasy of how you'd like to be and what you'd like to have and how you'd like to stand in your person, from that place to making it real and actually having that and standing that way. It takes work.
Yeah. It also, I think the other element that comes in is when we talk about, you know, why we're here, our purpose, our fate, or whatever, it seems that things need to be in a line. In other words, we have to accept things and allow things as they are, quote, supposed to be, versus a fantastical approach to the way we think they should be. Does that make sense? I mean, it's like, we want something to happen, but I'm not going to be a pole vaulter. It's just, it isn't in my makeup, okay? I'm not going to be jumping 17 feet in the air, you know, or whatever it is. So is that part of the fantasy versus reality equation?
Being realistic about what you're capable of.
Yes, but to understand that if there was a desire, let's say, to be a pole vaulter, and maybe or maybe it doesn't happen, but often what happens is it doesn't move out of that place. It doesn't ever move to, I'm going to go take a pole vaulting class. I'm going to go see what can I do. I have a desire there, and to explore it, because often if you have a true desire around something, what you'll notice is that maybe you're not destined to be an Olympic pole vaulter, right? But there may be something in and around the sport or something that gets clarified in the exploration of following that thought or that desire and making it, attempting to make it real. there's always something to learn in that process about the self. Otherwise, the desire wouldn't be there. And so what's important, though, is to make a movement, to move it from, let's say, a fantasy desire to a reality, and then to see what is brought, because something will be brought or uncovered in that exploration that will grow a person and expand them. And so it's a little bit like, okay, get off the couch. Because right now, there's a great tendency to get lost in the fantasy of things and to envision, oh, I'd like to be able to run a marathon. But that person never gets off the couch. Mm-hmm. Or I'd like to be promoted, but doesn't it shift anything around the work to be in a position to be that person that gets picked? I would like to enlighten in this lifetime, but I can't find time in my day to meditate.
You know, we have one we hear a lot. It's like, how come I can't have a relationship? You know, where? How come I don't meet the right person? And, we hear that a lot, and our answer is usually because you're not taking any action to do anything about yourself to attract the kind of person that you want.
Right. And so, but again, it's from a fantasy, something they can envision having, how they would be in it, how they would feel, what their life would be like, how it would be enhanced, mm-hmm. and then no action to make it real.
And when you describe the work, Devana, and I think this bears talking about a little bit, is not just action steps outside of yourself, but the inner work that is required, let's say with the example, well, all of them, but the one that Rob just said, to attract the right person, you have to become that person. You have to hold those energies in order to attract those energies. You know, we say opposites attract, but like also attracts like. And so when we come back from these messages, maybe we can talk a little bit about the work you're talking about, because you say it's work, and I'm feeling like a lot of people are scratching their heads and saying, okay, but what kind of work are you talking about? Well, we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrí. Today we are discussing from fantasy to reality. Stay tuned. We'll have a lot more to come after these messages.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Breathe deep. Smile. And pay it forward. Conscious Talk Radio.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life, we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, I just wanted to remind you, you know, people have been subscribing to the podcast of ConsciousTalk.net for some time. You can do that through our site. But also I want to remind you, you can find it on Podcast One. That's podcast, you spell one, O-N-E, Podcast One /conscious-talk. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And today we are discussing with Dr. Devana Vidri in our down-to-earth spirituality segment about fantasy to reality. And Devana, I was at the end of the last segment, I brought up the work because you mentioned it could be a lot of work. What kind of work are you talking about?
Internal and external work. Because you're wanting to make a movement to take something from an imagined place, a place of possibilities, into your world, into a manifest reality. And so the work of that is that when you have a desire, or especially in this timing, and I really want to emphasize this, we're at the beginning of this energetic new year, and people are being flooded with new possibilities and ideas and things that maybe are circling back around that someone hasn't thought about for a long time. And it's important as one step to bring it into creation in a physical way is to spend some time with what's being presented to the self, to write it down, to imagine it in all its depths and breadths and colors and configurations. And that would be considered part of the work, to bring it into a physical form so you can read what you're feeling. And then to take it to that next place where you've, let's say, written it down, you have it in some form, maybe you spoke it into your phone and then are going to write it later. But to then, as part of the work, to ask Spirit to bring to you, to say yes to what you've written, and then to ask Spirit to bring to you the next step. And that's the work. Because a lot of times when we envision in that way and we look at it, we're going to have feelings about it. Sometimes we'll be overwhelmed. Sometimes we don't even really believe that we can have that because we don't think either we deserve it or that we have any idea how to create it. And so we kind of don't empower that or invest in it because, oh, that's for other people, that's not for me, except it's on the page that you wrote. And so the work is looking inside, feeling into one's believability about being able to have or create something, being able to find the courage often to say yes to what that is, and then to open to receive it and to ask for the steps to create it. And this is where the work is internal and external. Mm-hmm. Because internally, the prayer may be to Spirit, please help me to believe that I can have that or be a person that would have that in their lives. Please show me the steps that I need to take. And then it may be that suddenly the next day something shows up, and you're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea that I felt this way or that I was holding an energy in my belief structure about myself this way. Or you'll have some exercise show up and to go inside and to transform that energy and to trust that what's being brought is being brought because you asked for it to be brought. And so it becomes part of manifestation and creation. We talked about in the last segment relationships. And yes, it's useful to get out and about in the world, to be open in that way. But you also can ask Spirit to bring to you a relationship, but also the ability to receive a relationship, to be able to have it and to do a relationship, because that takes work and internal transformation and the ability to be willing to stay in relationship and be vulnerable and look at your issues as they present themselves through the relationship. A lot of times when one envisions oneself with a relationship in their life, that isn't what's being envisioned. Being vulnerable, maybe feeling out of control, that's not what's being envisioned. And yet that's a part of relationship. It activates and opens the heart. And so to understand that to move from fantasy to reality, it requires internal shifts, especially, which will prompt different habits and external motions and movements. But the exciting piece is kind of getting in the game.
Yeah.
Not letting the vision that you have or the new desire that's coming up just pass you by. To grab hold of it. To say yes to the self if it's something that you want. And then to be willing to stay engaged with it every day.
You know, Devana, I think that, and that's where often the rub comes up, because how long do you stay engaged if it doesn't happen for you? That's kind of the question that you get from people. How long are they assigned to keep chasing something if chasing is all that they're getting?
And it's about then going in and seeing if the desire is still there. And a lot of times, the desire is still there. And so it's to take a look at what have they learned, what has been presented, all of those things. It's not that the universe does not respond. And I feel like this is an important piece, because a lot of times that's kind of where it lands and it stays.
Yeah. It's kind of like we have blinders on because we're so zeroed in on a specific outcome that we forget we're in a field of possibilities. And if we look around, we might discover that that was the purpose, to get us into this new area of possibilities and not necessarily the narrow scope.
And a lot of times too, Devana, as we've all experienced, it really does come when you're able to receive it, but sometimes it doesn't come quite packaged the way we imagined. And I think that's a glitch for a lot of people, because there's a certain disappointment there that it didn't come exactly the way we thought it would be.
Yes, and yet to remember, generally, it's better.
Yes, it's always. At least that's been our experience.
Yeah, if it doesn't match the picture, we'll tend to discard it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before discovering how it's so much better.
Yes. In fact, not generally. I think every time, at least in our experience, it's always been better.
Yeah, well, we've learned over the years that when we are asking for something, we add or something better to it.
We keep our hearts and minds open to what is being brought, because every time what's being brought has always been way better than what we had even originally imagined. And I think that's the part for people to really understand, that if it isn't exactly in the little box and wrapped in the package you thought it would be better.
Yes, and better in ways that we don't even consider,
right,
and yet we deeply want it.
Yes.
It comes back to that, you know, trusting that your spirit knows you on a level better than you know yourself.
Yes, and that's really the key to that is that our spirits know us way better than we know ourselves. And I know spirit wants to give us what we want, but we do have to engage in what Devana calls the work inside and out. Well, we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrie. We're talking from fantasy to reality. We'll be back after these messages.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Click your heels together 3 times. Now you know you're not in Kansas anymore. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
We're back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. This is radio that makes a difference, and we are making a difference as we do every day here on our show, because we bring you really extraordinary people. And what I mean by that is they're ordinary people that have done a lot of inner work and have become extraordinarily wise people. And Devana is one of them. And she's also one of these people that is amazing in her work in transformation and helping others transform. And today she's helping all of us to understand and transform from fantasy to reality. And Devana, this is usually when you give us a good example of what you mean by this.
Yeah, and let's stay with our relationship theme, because relationships, not only romantic relationships, but relationships with family members, friends, all of that is just a real opportunity for growth and transformation. But going to romantic, looking for a partner, had a client that had not really had a significant partner since she was in her mid-20s, let's say. And it had been a good 15 years since she'd met anyone, and she'd gone on dating sites and this and that. And for her, it was very much a lot of, you know, I want a relationship, I need it by a certain date or a certain age, and this and that. And she just wouldn't meet anyone and wouldn't meet anyone and wouldn't meet anyone. And when I met her and we started to look at it, what her system always would go back to was when she was in high school and dating then. And so anyone that would come in and to her life, she wasn't updating herself. And so she would find things about them that she just, you know, couldn't tolerate or couldn't live with because she was still that person in high school around dating and relationships. And you have to remember that in high school, there's attraction, there's hormones, and there's no thought about money generally. There's no thought about jobs or job security or any of the more adult aspects of life and even habits in terms of cleaning and all these different things, right, that go in and are around a relationship. And because she hadn't updated herself, a lot of intolerance sat through her. An intolerance for maybe a habit that someone had, or an intolerance for a level of being inconvenienced, because you're going to be inconvenienced in a relationship. It's another person and they're different from you. And in her person, there was so much of a focus there and how it was going to come together in some of these more superficial ways that she never really got to know the person. It was always over before she could really get to know the person. Like, who is this person and how do I feel with them and do I find them interesting? She would never get there with the people that she would meet. And it was very frustrating and very disheartening for her that way. But her internal growth was about tolerance and letting go of the old programming from high school and opening up and allowing more depth in her envisioning and then looking at herself in terms of, well, where am I around this? Am I looking to be saved? What am I really looking for? And as she did that, what she noticed is that she didn't have what she thought was a wide open door of invitation. It was more like if anyone was going to be in relationship with her, they'd better put on their armor and their battle gear and head in.
Wow.
Because yeah. It was going to be a big risk behavior.
Yeah, or crawl through a very small tunnel that she'd created.
So she had these unrealistic expectations is what you're saying, correct?
Well, expectations from another time.
Yes, that's unrealistic.
Yeah.
Yes, it hadn't evolved as she had evolved. It had not stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it was basically she wanted Prince Charming. You know, the
well,
guy that would read her mind. And
right. Hold that thought because we're going to run off to a quick break and we're going to find out what happens to this person when we come back. You're listening to Conscious Talk. We'll be back right after these messages.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. more than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with the spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Conscious Talk. Food for the soul is our mission for nutrition.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And hey, we're so glad that you have joined us. We have been learning so much over for more than 18 years, right along with you, and experimenting with everything that we can. And we hope that you will also take that path, because it really is fulfilling. And, you know, I guess this is why we're talking about moving from fantasy to reality. It's you got to put it out there. You have to be a little curious about why things are in your life, and, you know, go
not
for
working,
it.
Not yeah. working.
Yeah, and Devonna, that's why people, a lot of people come to work with you, because they are confused and they're not seeing themselves the way that you can see them. So
what happened with our subject that you're talking about, a client of yours? Was she able to do the work to attract the person that she really, you know, could have a life with?
Well, part of what she realized is that as much as it was all about relationship for her, and as much as she would go on and on about how she wanted it and this and that, she also came to the awareness that she liked her life, and she really didn't want the upheaval. Mm. So you wouldn't think it would go this way. But to understand that when she really looked at it, she realized, yeah, I like the idea, the fantasy that she'd been holding. And when she realized that in terms of her own person, that she wanted relationship, and she at one point had wanted a family, but as it kind of unpeeled in her awareness, she realized that it would be great if someone showed up and it would work, but she didn't really want the upheaval that it was going to possibly create for her. So I thought it was a good awareness for her, because it took care of like a 20-year angst for her.
Hmm.
And it allowed her to dive into things that she'd been putting off, because she thought, oh, well, when I have a relationship, I'll do X. And I haven't worked for her with her in a long time now, a good bit. So I don't know if in all of that something has transformed or not, but just the relief for her of every day thinking that she can't have something, something's being denied her, that she's waiting to start her life until she has, in a certain way, until someone comes in. With all of that different, she was very freed up. And a lot of times, a partner or a person to have a relationship with can come in when we're freed up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because that really is how it works when if you want to attract somebody, let's just say that she wants to be a world explorer, you know, and she's waiting for that world somebody else to show up so she can explore with them, as opposed to going out and being a world explorer, and then guess what? You'll meet somebody who's also world exploring.
Well, and Devonna, a point that you made, and I'd like to bring it home or unpack it with our audience, is that so many times when we have something we want so badly and it doesn't materialize because we really haven't done the inner and outer work that it requires, and we discover things about ourselves through that process and realize, well, you know what? I really don't want that as bad as I thought I did. Or as you evolve and develop, you look at that and go, well, that's great and I could have it, but it's not the most pressing thing in my life anymore. And then a lot of times it comes to you. Once you've let it go and you've done all the work around it and developed yourself and evolved, and it's not that important anymore, all of a sudden it might show up. That's happened.
Mm-hmm. And because there's not so much pressure
right
around it, one can be with it, one can receive it, mm-hmm. and then it will do what it does. It's
right.
A relationship. There's
right.
no roadmap there. And so to understand, though, the growth for her was not every day kind of impaling herself with what hadn't shown up or hadn't transformed.
Mm-hmm.
And when she really realized what was really important to her and what she really did want and where she was willing or not willing to put her energy, there was a tremendous amount of peace in her system.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wasn't fighting herself anymore.
Right.
Part of the growth in terms of taking something from an imagined fantasy kind of place into a reality is that you really do get to discover and more deeply understand yourself. You start to understand and look at the self in terms of where are you spending your time and what are you empowering? What are you not empowering? Why are you maybe waiting? Oh, I'll focus on that tomorrow. Oh, I'll do that later. What's creating that? What's stopping you from doing it now, or saying yes now, or making it clear, spending time envisioning it now? Sometimes it's just the fear of trying because we're afraid we'll fail. Sometimes we don't want to do that because we know what it's like to not have it, but we don't know what it's like have it, and so we're stepping into the unknown over and over and over, and that's the risk behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so in terms of the divine and that relationship, and can it be brought, and wow, if that could be brought, then other things could be brought, and what does that mean for my victimhood and blaming habit? You know, so you start to see that, yeah, there's a lot of transformation available when we grab hold of something and turn and step to make it real. We're really calling for transformation at that level. And it's really a great time right now because there is so much that's being brought in terms of possibility. It's a little bit like sky's the limit right now in terms of the questioning and what's being brought in terms of the visioning of who do you want to be? How do you want to stand within yourself? How do you want to stand in the world? How are you wanting to expand love through your being? What is the expression you want to have in the world? It's just full right now. And to spend the time feeling into that day in, day out, and allowing yourself to write about it and feel into it and seeing the places in the self where you've doubted the capacity of the divine or you've said, I'm not worthy or I can't have that or whatever it is. In whatever way one pushes it away, doesn't allow themselves to have it, delays, disempowers the self, it's ripe with transformation, moving something from that, from a fantasy vision place into a reality.
You know, one of the things that happens when you start motioning this way is you realize how many times you've done this naturally. This is a process that actually works. It is who we are. You know, so dig in, because as Devana said, this is the energetic new year, so a great time to shift how you've been doing things and start transforming.
So, Devana, if people want to work with you, how can they get in touch with you?
They can give me a call at 425-741-2329.
And, of course, the website is drdivana.com. That's drdivana.com. And don't forget, if you want to continue the conversation and deepen in it with some other folks that are of like interest, you can go to facebook.com/groups/Devana's teaching.
Thank you, as always, Devana, for your wisdom and the love that you share here with all of us. And folks, thank you as always. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.